Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes breaking up. How do I deal with breaking up? Christian singles frequently ask this question in a survey I recently conducted. The answer depends on several things. One, what you did during your dating period. Two, are you breaking up with someone or is someone breaking up with you? Three, what was the agreement when you first started dating or did you have an agreement? Dating is the beginning of a relationship, which should have terms and conditions set from the start. How you will begin will determine how you will conclude. This is true if it does not evolve into a serious relationship, meaning a potential covenant union. If you are deeply intimate with a person, giving yourself sexually to someone, you are trying to get to know their character, integrity, and spirituality, but a great loss will be felt. The relationship will have begun backwards. That is, sex is only for a covenant relationship. You are not in a committed union, which creates uncertainty and distrust. Keep the relationship covenant-minded. The way you should enter into any relationship is through friendship. Whoever you marry should be your friend. Do not romanticize about someone you would not be friends with. If you both are friends with each other, you can be honest about your feelings and expectations. Set boundaries you can agree on as Christians so as not to destroy your spirituality and growth. Take God on your dates, which should not be difficult if you are dating a like believer. Remember, how can two walk together except they agree? Use the time spent together in a non-romantic way. Do not rush the relationship. Take time to see if this person is of the kind of character you would be able to trust as a friend. In time, you will know if there is an attraction between you both or whether it can only continue as a good friendship. Should one of you or both of you know that there is no attraction in the friendship, forsaking the next level in the relationship will be wiser. You can remain friends with fewer complications than when intimacy has entered into your dating. If you are currently in a relationship which involves deep intimacy, much sexual activity as Christians, you must acknowledge wrongdoing to each other and Christ. Pray for strength to move forward in future relationships without allowing room for any sexual activity outside of a covenant relationship. You must set boundaries and keep them. Do as 1 Thessalonians 4:1-8 instructs. Abstain from sexual immorality. Know how to control your own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Until the next time on Doing Dating Right, this is Beverly Allen. Keep it covenant.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.